San Francisco's Red Diaper Baby D.A., It's Okay to Publicly Urinate on the Street. Written by William F. Jasper. Thursday, November 14, 2019. Along with a severe housing crisis, impossibly high real estate prices, and soaring crime and homelessness problems, San Francisco has a huge filth and stench factor to deal with. Public streets, sidewalks, and parks are strewn with garbage, needles and other drug paraphernalia, and feces from humans and dogs. And widespread public urination is adding to the unpleasant aroma, threatening to kill the city by the bay's status as a top tourist destination. Even the city's liberal left mayor, London Breed, has admitted the situation is dire. "I will say there is more feces on the sidewalks than I've ever seen growing up here," Breed said in a television interview. "That is a huge problem, and we are not just talking about from dogs, we're talking about from humans," but, if anything, the city's incoming district attorney, Chesa Boudin, is likely to make matters worse, by ignoring quality of life crimes to focus on his Marxist idea of transformative justice. Boudin was announced as the winner on Saturday, November 9, after his opponent, acting district attorney Susie Loftus, conceded defeat in the closely contested race. In response to an American Civil Liberties Union questionnaire, candidate Boudin had stated, "We will not prosecute cases involving quality of life crimes. Crimes such as public camping, offering or soliciting sex, public urination, blocking a sidewalk, etc., should not and will not be prosecuted. Many of these crimes are still being prosecuted. We have a long way to go to decriminalize poverty and homelessness, like Seattle, Los Angeles, Portland, and dozens of other cities where progressive Democrats have taken over. San Francisco has sown the wind and is reaping the whirlwind." However, the so-called quality of life crimes are not merely annoying and unpleasant, they also involve public health and safety. And, they are an opening wedge, hiding behind a cover of compassion and justice, aimed at hijacking the criminal justice system to transform America along socialist lines. Undoubtedly, that is why Senator Bernie Sanders, a professed socialist, exultantly tweeted his congratulations to Boudin. "Now is the moment to fundamentally transform our racist and broken criminal justice system by ending mass incarceration, the failed war on drugs and the criminalization of poverty. Congratulations at Chesa Boudin on your historic victory." That is a troublesome endorsement for all who are familiar with Sanders' long history of cozying up to communist regimes in Russia, Cuba, Nicaragua, and Venezuela. Sanders even honeymooned in the former Soviet Union. Supporters of one of his current competitors in the Democratic presidential race recently published a video from that honeymoon, in which a near-naked and possibly drunk Bernie Sanders is seen swilling vodka and singing communist songs with his Soviet comrades. Soros Network targets DA races. San Francisco's Chesa Boudin is the latest in a string of district attorney races targeted by ultra-left progressives in Boston, New York, Philadelphia, Chicago, St. Louis, and elsewhere. Many of them have benefited from the lavish support of justice and public safety PACs funded by globalist billionaire George Soros. Among the new crop of leftist DOS across the country, Boudin would most likely win the trophy for tilting furthest to the left. The New American has reported extensively in the past on the Boudin race and Chesa Boudin's extremist bio. "See here, here, and here, we have noted that he not only publicly and proudly has proclaimed he has 4 parents, all of whom are convicted notorious communist terrorists, but has openly embraced their Marxist ideology. His biological parents, David Gilbert and Kathy Boudin, were leading members of the Weather Underground Organization (WUO) terrorist group and went to prison for the murder of 2 police officers and a Brinks armored car guard. Although his mother has been released from prison, his father, David Gilbert, remains behind bars. Chesa Boudin's other parents, his adopted parents who raised him while his parents were in prison, are, as we have previously reported, none other than the unrepentant WUO terrorists Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorn, who also turned their rampage of bombs, terror, and mayhem into self-serving book deals, speaking engagements, and professorships. His adopted parents, Ayers and Dorn, also played a pivotal role in the launch of the political career of Chicago community organizer Barack Obama. We also reported, when the FBI discovered a WUO bomb factory in San Francisco in 1970, among the fingerprints found there were those of 3 of Chesa's 4 parents, David Gilbert, Kathy Boudin, and Bill Ayers. His parents had explicitly declared war on the United States of America and then embarked on a terrorist spree of bombings and robberies. Ayres has referred to himself as a small c communist, meaning he is not an official member of the Communist Party USA, but adheres to their Marxist-Leninist creed. Chesa Boudin's maternal grandfather, Leonard Boudin, on the other hand, was a lifelong big c communist and one of the Communist Party's most infamous attorneys, even serving as legal counsel for Fidel Castro and Cuba's communist dictatorship. Chesa's mother named him after convicted terrorist, cop killer Joanne Chesimard, who now goes by the name Asada Shakur and lives in Cuba, where she fled after escaping from prison. According to a CBS News report on the recent San Francisco district attorney election, Boudin learned of his victory while flying back to San Francisco from New York, where he was visiting his incarcerated father. As to be expected, the fake news media commentators that readily hurl the treason charge at President Trump not only bend over backwards to explain away the outright treason of Boudin's parents and grandfather, but also purposely ignore the new district attorney's own extremist commitment to their toxic political philosophy. "My parents were all dedicated to fighting U.S. imperialism around the world. I'm dedicated to the same thing," he has said. His actions prove his words. Among his accomplishments we find: he was an enthusiastic backer of Venezuela's communist dictator Hugo Chavez and actually worked for him inside Chavez's Miraflores Palace in Caracas. In 2007, he signed a statement of international leftists who supported the Marxist regime of Bolivia's President Evo Morales. In 2008, he joined several thousand radical college professors and students in signing a statement of support for Professor Bill Ayres, the unrepentant WUO terrorist leader. In 2012 he worked with then-Sheriff Ross Mercurimi to write San Francisco's sanctuary policy rejecting inmate detainer requests from federal immigration authorities. Nevertheless, Chesa Boudin has received glowing treatment from the establishment media lie machine. He is routinely showered with sympathetic coverage presenting him as a heroic progressive and a compassionate champion of the poor, the oppressed, the downtrodden. Together with San Francisco's other progressive politicians, Boudin appears to be committed to following the path of Hugo Chavez and Nicolas Maduro, who have turned Venezuela, once one of the most prosperous countries in Latin America, into a tyrannical socialist hellhole of pestilence, corruption, and starvation. Although Boudin's victory is being celebrated by self-proclaimed progressives, it is an omen that San Francisco is headed toward becoming an even more regressive, aggressive, and oppressive sinkhole. Subscribe to The New American and listen to more by clicking podcast on the top right corner of our homepage. Also, please consider donating to help us push out more content for you, our listeners.